You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Got an NFL draft. Big board report. Okay, and before we get there, we have an update on the Cowboys defensive coordinator search. Here's Zach Wolchuk with the details on DeMarcus Covington.
Yes, DeMarcus Covington was with the Packers this past season as their defensive line run game coordinator. Prior to that, he was in New England for 8 seasons, and he actually was the Patriots defensive coordinator in 2024. And that defense, not bad. Helped the team rank number 10 in the NFL in passing defense, number 5 in both explosive plays allowed. And that's something where I think the Cowboys certainly are going to be focusing on, right? I mean, explosive plays were the story of the defense this year. It was like, hey, here's a 20-plus yarder. So those are good things. He was also New England's outside linebacker coach in 2019. Helped Jamie Collins Sr. Come along, have one of his best years. Prior to joining the Pats, he spent 5 seasons at the college level at UT Martin, Ole Miss, UAB, but won a Super Bowl with the Patriots there under Bill Belichick and did a great job this past season with Green Bay and has had a year as a defensive coordinator. So another one on the list. I think we're up to 8 candidates now, and all of them seem to have something on the resume that you like.
You know, I just the other thing I'm liking about this, though, is just like it seems like they're calling around and saying, who is the smartest football coach that's a riser that, you know, we want to interview that guy. What I'm learning about Shoddy is he's got the grinder gene.
Uh-huh.
You know, he cannot get burnt out in his pursuit of great football because he's got a burning desire to prove himself. And damn it, that's what this organization needs, to cut through the complacency, to cut through the billionaire country club lifestyle and culture that the Jones boys have established. And when you get passionate about something and you can go for weeks, some people can go for months, and then you have your Tiger Woods and your Peyton Mannings and your Tom Brady's and your Kobe Bryant's who will just never get tired of it.
Yeah.
And that's such an advantage because for the majority of us, it will massively impact our mental health. About 45 days in, you're like, well, yeah. Boy, I need to get some work-life balance. I need to get away. And, you know, for Shoddy to be doing this, I also think this is contagious. You know, it's going to rub off on other people. If he's looking for, you know, all of his coaches to sort of share this trait with him, where there's a tireless appetite for learning more and figuring things out, like, that is going to deliver. That's how Belichick kept coming up with all those things in the playbook.
Yes.
You know, where that's how Belichick figured out, well, maybe we should cheat like this or cheat like that because nobody's actually watching and we can get away with this and harvest an advantage. I mean, in a salary cap league where everybody's got 7 picks every year, it is built to go 8-8. Mike Fisher used to famously say that with us all the time. So how do you harvest microscopic advantages and have those pile up to the point that it reaches a critical mass? And at that point, You got yourself one of the best coach football teams in the NFL. I think it's just a matter of time for Shoddy. So DeMarcus Covington there, appreciate that. We go to Nick Harris in the Star Telegram. He wrote about 10 players the Cowboys could take with their two picks in the draft. I'll just go through some of these, and I want updated thoughts from you guys on a couple of questions I have as I'm watching these players and trying to figure out where my observations fit in the grand scheme of things. We've debated a lot about Caleb Downs, the safety from Ohio State. If he's there at 12 and the Cowboys take him, I think everybody's going to be pretty excited about that. Yeah. Reuben Bain, the edge from Miami. Brian, I wonder with him how much his lack of prototype traits is going to make some teams hesitate. I just think this guy is so powerful and so quick. I don't care how he's built. He's going to get to the quarterback. He could be the Aaron Donald of edges.
Yeah, this is the thing. Matter of fact, on the stack tomorrow, when Zach and Aisha and I are going to talk about players that body types don't fit how they play. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we're gonna do that tomorrow and kind of kick that around because there's several players in this draft. Bain is one of them that he doesn't look like a traditional edge rusher, but then you kind of have to say, well, wait a minute now, when you do play him on the edge. Is he just as good or as the guys who you think are edge rushers? You know, I think there's people that have him. Bailey at Texas Tech fits people's eyes.
Yeah.
For sure. I think Baines, he doesn't really fit everybody's eyes, and I think you're onto something. But I know a lot of people are looking at the production and how you could possibly play him as an edge, as a tackle. I think that's where people are going to kind of say, oh, well, this guy's a weapon in multiple ways of how you can use him.
I mean, typically you want guys that are really slippery and tall and angular. You're going to slip by.
Yeah, he didn't fit your eye.
I think what Bain does, though, is he challenges you with power so much that you have to anchor, which buys him less. He needs less space to get around because he has guys worrying about him getting his hands on you, and then you're just going to get tumped over. Let's go to linebacker Sonny Styles, Ohio State. Missed only two tackles this season. They both came against Indiana in the last game that he played. So, you know, how much can you live with lack of violence or pop in a guy, I think, is the question I'm asking myself. If he just gets the job done, it's not aesthetic, it's not badass, but he is very athletic. I think he made Bruce Feldman's freaks list.
Yeah.
And he's so long and in position that it's like, okay, so what? Your middle linebacker isn't violent. He just does not miss tackles. And that's, you know, that's definitely worth something. But my next question, it more specifically on this, so many of the great defenses have linebackers who are dropping in zone and are weapons in the pass game. And the way that they're being deployed is giving teams a pretty substantial advantage. Like, I don't know if you can find a great defense that's not getting incredible pass defense from their middle linebacker. How much confidence do you guys have him in that specific part of the job? And how much would that weigh your decision-making against other more traditional linebacker traits that maybe he's not a 10 out of 10 in?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, the thing is for me, like, he's an ascending player. So I think that he's learning the position. You've seen him learning and growing at the position. But the coverage stuff, I mean, being the converted safety, that's where he can excel. So the movements for him, the athleticism for him, he has that in droves that other linebackers don't have. He just possesses just
feel
a
for
unique,
it.
Yeah, just a unique, he understands it, right? I mean, you can see him, the awareness that he has in the middle passing game, especially just understanding the crossing patterns, like all the mesh concepts that teams are deploying right now, he can see that coming from a mile away. The processing with him is very evident. I think he does play physical. The issue is he just needs to get a little bit stronger, right? Now, I think at 6'4", 222, he's got the frame to do it. I think he's a very willing tackler. You saw him immediately as soon as he transitioned to linebacker. The tackle numbers are just crazy. But yes, I mean, you're right. He's not going to give you the pop that like an Anthony Hill Jr. would for right now when you're watching him play. But I think Styles can certainly develop into that guy. I think the potential for him is through the roof, and he can really end up being a Fred Warner, one of the best linebackers in the sport when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think Zach's got him nailed pretty good. The thing about him is the fact he is a former safety. I think he has the instincts in it to play. If you ask me other linebackers that probably could be really good cover guys, I'm going to have to say – I think Hill, because of his ability at Texas, the way he's able to run, the way he's able to be able to, like, if he has to deal with somebody with some quickness or you know, some shiftiness, I think he'd handle it. Rodriguez is the other one from Tech.
Yep.
He's the other one. I think those are the two. If you said, hey, give me the two linebackers, or give me the linebackers that you feel like can cover and feel like play downhill and be physical and all that, I feel like that Styles and Hill, and then also, though, Rodriguez would be those guys. The other linebackers, like I said, I think there's some limitations to really what C.J. Allen can do as far as some cover stuff. But the physicality, the tackle stuff is all – if you're looking for complete guys, I think the guys I named on the back end there are the ones that you would want to maybe look at drafting.
And you got to be born to do this?
I think – I think there's a reason why guys like Sean Lee and Leighton Vander Esch and our guy Roquan Smith and guys like that play. They have this ability, this instinct to kind of know where they need to fit or if they have to drop or they're able to read or somebody tries to fool them. I think some linebackers are just – there's some good-looking linebackers that don't have those types of instincts, and you can't – I don't think I would put C.J. Allen in any quick-twitch cover guy snaps.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
It's kind of like being a point guard in basketball.
But everything else about him is pretty
damn – you got to have a sixth sense.
You either have the floor vision.
You do. You have to see it or you don't. Yeah.
We got David Bailey and Mansoor Delane and C.J. Allen on this list. We're going through Nick Harris, top 10 players that could be candidates for the Cowboys at 12 and 20. Cassius Howell, and Nick did a nice job here pointing out the inconsistencies with his pass rush. His sacks came in bunches.
Yeah.
He didn't have a sack in half the games. Six of his 11 were in two games. So, you know, I don't know how much is that a concern when you don't see the guy showing up in every – for me, I think the Cowboys need a situational pass rusher so bad. Like, they're going to be able to stop the run. They need a guy to hunt quarterbacks in obvious passing downs, and I think Howell could do it immediately.
Yeah, I like what you're saying, Dawson, because this guy plays in a two-point stance really the whole game. I mean, he's playing standing up. And the one thing that you see with him is that he does have pass rush moves.
Yeah,
it is like the cross chop, the SWAT, the ability to spin, speed
Euro
to power.
Step.
Yeah, he's got all those things you kind of that. Now, I said the same thing, Zach, last year about Donovan Ezeraku, you know, and all of a sudden he's running down the middle of people. You know, I don't know what happened there. Maybe he'll get better at it. But I'll say this, though. Just how he gets to the ball from a two-point stance and that kind of that explosiveness is really impressive. Not even a hand down on the ground guy. I mean, he's a stand up and go rusher.
Jermaine McCoy, the question there is, could they take another injured corner? You got Deron Bland.
You got
Savone Revel.
This is what's going to happen. Right now we're talking about an injured corner. We're a year removed from him being.
He's going to go blow up the combine.
He's going to go. I bet you anything, he's going to go get tested at the combine. He's probably going to run. He's going to have a pro day. There's not going to be a question about him being ready.
Should be a top 10 pick.
He should. But if teams don't fall in love, this is where Delane from LSU comes into play. To me, it's really close between the two. The biggest difference is one played this year and one didn't. That's the thing that you have to look at.
So he puts Keldrick Falk in here as well, the edge from Auburn.
He loves him.
He didn't until yesterday.
Oh, did he get crushed?
Well, he did not like him, and then he went back and rewatched him, and now Nick likes him more.
So he didn't like him, and now he likes him.
He felt.
I know that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He likes the
now
guy.
Now he likes him.
Yeah, I was with the draft show going off yesterday. They were talking about him, and Nick, me personally, guy is a really good player, but I can't, in good conscience, say 6'6", 285. Where's the consistency with the rush?
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of guys like that, and Nick will say, "Oh, well, go back and watch." Go back and watch 2024. I'm like, okay, I'll go back and watch 2024, but I'm watching 2025, and I'm watching a 6'6", 285 pound guy that's not turning the corner on people.
Yeah.
That's my issue right now.
He looks well coached. He's got strong hands. He's got moves, but there's just not enough juice in there.
I think he should Devin Clowney. I really do.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind
and
of
that
my
And that was
comp
the first overall pick.
Okay, Spencer Fano says it's realistic he could fall to 20. Says Mal Noah at 12 is also an idea, but maybe not what the Cowboys would do. I think that's a good point right there.
Let me tell you what. If If I got wiped out at 14, if all of a sudden we're talking about a corner or we're talking about one of these linebackers or we're talking about one of these edges and we start to get a little wiped out, these quarterbacks start to slide and now guys are picking, I wouldn't be opposed to dropping back out of 14 a little bit and taking the offensive tackle from Miami.
That would be something.
I would not be opposed to that.
How are they
going to
look at what they want in their tackle? Is Fano a candidate? Like, he's the athlete, but they like people movers.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why Malanoa might
that's
be
why
a guy.
Malanoa. That's to me, Fano is one of these guys at Utah. When you watch him play against Bailey from Texas Tech. That'll be a little eye-opening to you right there. The way that Bailey got after
it was early in the game, and then he adjusted really well. I thought you saw him learn and adjust. I thought Lomu got his ass kicked on the other side. I thought
Lomu gave him issues, the left tackle.
Right,
yeah.
But I thought Fano, I thought that was really good teach tape there because Bailey had his number.
Right.
And then by the second half rolls around, he did a good job of shutting the rush down. So Fano to me is the athlete with the great feet that I think is going to be a good player. But if you want the mauler that's going to be nasty and bully people, Malanoa is your guy. And I think both are top 15 picks.
308, 306 to 318, maybe.
Yeah.
It's just,
he might be even heavier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks, I know Aisha Morrison, we were talking about again on the show last week.
Because he's got the guard body type.
He does. There's your guard body type. He looks kind of square, kind of boxy. He's not going to have great range with the kick slide stuff. I mean, he's just so powerful the way he plays.
And he's still fairly athletic.
Yeah.
He's not like a plotter.
But he's
anything.
Not like the Utah athletes is what he's not.
No, but I was reading Crystal Ball's thoughts on him, and he was just talking about his muscle density.
Yeah.
Like every muscle group on his body is just so much
big.
More compact.
And, he is thick. I mean, he's thick like Booker,
Thick as a bowl of oatmeal.
Okay, three of us are girl dads here in the room. Are your girls going to play sports, you think, Chief Wolchuk?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
I think I've hacked how to get your kids in whatever sport you want, okay? Ooh. Now, I'm on my second go around. I got a 14 and a 4, and with Abby, I was trying to teach her things at a young age, thinking it was going to keep her ahead of the curve, like a head start in whatever sport she wanted. But that, for an independent young kid, they can't follow directions that well, and maybe your kid is like super locked in with attention span, and they're going to listen to everything you say and try to mimic it and everything. So I guess this would be a PSA, a sports dad PSA, not for those folks. And if you got one of those kids that's driven, like tell me more, I want to learn. That kid might be that kid's going to maximize their potential. But for the rest of us, what you do is you get that ball out or whatever the thing is. And you just follow your kid around and do play-by-play of them doing it, and then overreact whenever they do something good.
Okay.
Wow.
Love this.
That's all I do. I'm like, hey, Remy, let's play. What do you want to do? She wants to play soccer now constantly because I let her dribble around the house, and then whenever she kicks the ball, I yell, goal! And I
talk, loves it.
I talk about
awesome.
How fast she's running. The thing is kids, they really want to they want to prove that they're awesome at something, and they can do it by themselves. They don't want to have it explained to them, like, here's how you do it.
Right.
They want to believe that they're, just rocking and rolling so much they're making their parents excited about what they do. And as I'm reflecting on that with the kids that are the best, it's usually the thing that hooks them is that roar of the crowd, right? So I think the trap that most sports parents fall into is trying to over-educate their kid too early. And it turns it into like learning like almost school or they're being taught to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty stoked. I think she's gonna crush 4-year-old soccer out there in Forney.
I believe it, dude. You should be doing play-by-play of those games.
Yeah, that would be fun.
The voice of Forney.
We could get that on Facebook.
So you're playing inside the house soccer?
Yeah.
You're not breaking anything yet?
No, she's getting close. And obviously you want a lighter Nerf ball or something like that. You're just dorking around getting the basic game actions down.
That's so cool. That's brilliant, dude. You've hacked it.
I have. Yeah.
I'm going to try this.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good advice.
It's tough because you want to get in there and teach him something. Right. But there's plenty of time.
Right.
There's
right.
years and years and years. And the thing is, if later in life they love the game because they have all these lived experiences of it, making themselves proud of themselves for how they got the reaction from the adults, that's it right there.
All right. That's beautiful.
All right. I know there's a lot of sports dads out there, and I see them on the sidelines, and they're frustrated trying to dictate to their six-year-old what to do to get the job done right. And the kid's miserable out there because dad's just yelling at him, giving that's him instructions right and left.
It makes you not want to do it.
Okay, we got a sports hodgepodge coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
College football and Cooper Flag. Let's do this thing next.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And this segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Time now for your sports hodgepodge with Eric Chiafalo.
817 asking a very pertinent question. What kind of gay ass does Chia Swallows have to say today? We'll find out right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone
well,
listening
to the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no
have
one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude motherfucker.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Man, I wish I had a follow-up to the walrus baculum story from yesterday.
Man, I loved it. I thought it was an incredible story.
Michelle was laughing the whole time at dinner about
it. It was
that
educational,
story.
Man. Yeah, so it good. Was. I'm glad she appreciated it. Here's your stat of the day from Tom Haberstroh, NBA numbers guy. Tom Haberstroh.
Okay.
He says they now have, like, 3D camera tracking, I guess, to, like, track these NBA players. And you can literally track like how much a player is moving.
On the bench?
Well, they say that the new tracking, they can see that Luka Doncic is the second least mobile player in the NBA on defense.
The coach got after him the other day for it.
The only other guy who covers less ground per minute on the floor defensively is James Harden.
Yes. That's his closest player comp.
That's not good company.
Perfect.
Oh, man.
Luke is about to buy this company and shut it down.
Yeah.
I remember Jason Kidd in the playoff run. I mean, he had some of the most epic keeping Luka accountable lines. Like, we just need basic bare minimum participation.
J.J. Redick said the same thing the other day. He was basically saying, if he just moves his feet, we might be okay. Yeah.
Wow. If he just moves his feet a little
just
bit.
Just moves his feet. We might be okay.
It's just not that important to him, you know? Yeah. I think a lot of these Euro dudes think we're making way too big of a deal out of regular season basketball games.
They very well might be.
I mean, the real fun starts in the FIBA World Championships in June.
Yeah, that's when he locks in. Yeah, I mean, I do think it's part of just like the way they go about it. Like, they want to hide him in the corners. Like, they're trying to get him to just stand somewhere and let the other four guys play defense. Yeah.
Stand in that restricted
area.
But
unfortunately, their guys that are there to be defenders are not really defending at much of a high level right now. Mm-hmm. So everything looks bad, and he's taking some flack for it. Yeah. Now, on the other side of that coin.
I still would love to have him back.
It must be awesome to be so good on offense, though.
I don't care.
Me either.
I just don't care. Bring it back. Come on back.
So the second MVP.
Would you rather have Luka or Cooper Flagg?
Man, big picture, I'd still rather just have Luka. But Cooper is a nice consolation.
I think by the second, I'm more and more intrigued with what Cooper Flagg can do over the next decade.
You think it's going to be – you think history is going to shine better on Cooper Flagg than Luka? For a Mav, as a Mav?
Maybe.
There's a real chance of that.
I mean, 18, there's even a what real he's doing, it's pretty unbelievable.
They'll learn not to play defense here in a little bit.
Kurt Goldsberry.
Nah, he's too much of a competitor.
Yeah, he is.
Did you guys see Kurt Goldsberry in The Ringer?
No.
A nice little Cooper Flagg article. Title reads, Cooper Flagg is trudging toward superstardom.
Trudging.
Hell yeah, he is.
The Dallas Mavericks rookie could become the NBA's most complete player. As long as his team can get out of his way.
Dang, listen, shots fired at his team.
It's 100% true. I mean, the team is a disaster, and it's hurting things. And there's plenty of numbers that indicate that. He starts off by looking back at the dominant Cooper Flagg performance versus the Nuggets and some of the highlight reel plays that he had in that game, a game where he was 33 points and 67% from the field.
Tonight.
Yeah, he's got a chance to do that every night. They talk about hitting the rookie wall a little bit.
Yeah. Got sick. Missed the game.
But he is very impressed with what Cooper Flagg is doing. And, I mean, he's talking about, like, just amongst rookies right now, Cooper Flagg's first in minutes, first in points, second in rebounds, second in assists, third in steals, and third in blocks. And when it comes to the Mavericks, he's leading in all of those categories. Like, he's the one man wrecking crew on both sides of the floor.
Who wrote this article? Ray Charles?
Sorry?
Who wrote this article?
Kurt Goldsberry.
Oh, Ray Charles, you say?
Kurt Goldsberry is a NBA savant.
Yeah. He has integrity.
He's not a fan.
He worked for the gosh dang Spurs.
Man.
Yeah, he's more of a fan man, I guess.
Soundboy.
Chill out, Brian. We're over here doing our doo-doo diligence.
Yeah, we're doo-dooing.
Seriously, man.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, doo-doo
here we diligence. Go.
First time use.
I don't know. This guy's like talking all these things like he's this, he's that. And watch the games, bro. Everybody can tell you what's going on there, right?
I would say at this
point. Could you have told me all of those stats off the top of your head?
I kind of feel like on a nightly basis, yeah. Like for the Mavericks, of course. They struggle every time.
Give me Luka. Give me Luka is the point I was going to make.
Ooh.
We have already seen him take over multiple series, multiple deep playoff runs. There's a lot of guys that can score, but when you get into playoffs, it's like they can be neutralized or they're not good enough, they're not efficient enough. Luka's the offense by himself. Doesn't matter who the other four guys are. I'm going to put you guys in position to succeed. Even Reggie Bullock and Dorian Finney-Smith and Dwight Powell and Maxi Kleba, you know, these are the guys that arrive in the conference finals.
I know,
for you.
It was insane.
So how do you compare and contrast that to a guy who might be a top 10 player on both ends of the court, but isn't the orchestrator? It's a really interesting comp of where Flagg could get to and what Luka does.
It's like Cooper Flagg, the more complete player. I totally can see that. On both sides of the floor, you're not going to have the liability on defense. And hell, he could end up being maybe Defensive Player of the Year candidate, you know, once he ends up hitting his prime physically. But there was that killer attitude and the ability to just drag a poor roster around you to a conference final is something that Luka did. And then 2 years later, you're in an NBA final. So, yeah, it's Luka is one of the best offensive players we will ever see. But I do think Cooper Flagg, when it comes to a complete game, has an opportunity to possibly eclipse him if he's able to hit the heights of potential that he's got.
Yeah, and he talks about how like the three-point shooting numbers have been pretty bad for Cooper Flagg this year. Now, compared to other young players like Kevin Durant and LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, they're actually right on par for their first seasons. But since December 21st, Cooper Flagg is shooting almost 44% from the three-point line. Mm. He shot 39 of them. Yeah. So it's starting to trend up a little bit. You saw it last year at Duke as well. His shooting numbers just got better and better as the season went on. And so you're starting to see some elements of that right now. But the other thing is the way that he attacks the rim. And, I mean, he says Flagg's driving rim attacks are already at an all-star level. According to NBA stats, Flagg is driving the ball more than any other rookie, almost 12 times per game. And despite the Mavs' crappy overall spacing, Flagg already ranks 7th in the league in driving layups and dunks made, a top 10 list that includes guys like SGA, Jaylen Brown, Giannis, Anthony Edwards, those kind of guys. So, and he talks about how obviously that's like the most valuable look in basketball, and being able to get to the basket and finish at the rate that he's doing it right now, despite the Mavs having a terrible group of players to space the floor. He's like, imagine what this could look like when he actually has respectable teammates around him.
And it surprised me how efficient he is at this.
And the left hand?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because it's not like he goes up and totally confounds the defense with his move. It's a pump fake, or it's a step in one direction and an explosion to the other, and then off the glass. He can't go like over guys and posterize them. He can't explode so fast that he gets to the other side of the rim and flips it up off the glass. He earns all of those.
Yes,
and that's why I thought about a month or so ago the best comp might actually be Tim Duncan, who didn't make anything look easy either. But he was so much more skilled, had the size, and you know, could get himself into position for high percentage looks almost on demand.
Would you guys be surprised if I told you one of the DFW rejected custom license plates read "Nico sucks"?
That's unfortunate.
Why was that rejected?
I don't know. I guess it's a little bit hostile.
I think that's something we can all agree with here. Right. I mean, what are you talking about?
I know.
You're going to get honks and thumbs up when you give, hey, love you, man.
It's going to be good
Nico
for
sucked.
Traffic morale.
Yeah, morale, you know? Bro.
Hell yeah. That's going to cool some road rage for the most part. I think you'd actually be saving lives having a license plate like that. You also had Need to Pee rejected.
Come on, man.
That's a toughie. You know, come on. Everybody needs to pee.
Yeah, like, that's good.
And the E's and Need were threes. And the 2P was the number 2 in the letter P.
It's creative. Like, yeah. Let that man make it. Let him cook.
I dig it.
Also, rent sucks.
And they turned that down?
They turned that down.
Where's right. the lie?
Yeah, so let's Seriously. Not do personalized license plates anymore then.
Yeah,
if
can't
we can't
it.
Personalize it.
Come on now.
You could personalize it right here. You can pick these 5.
Can I read the Mike Tomlin story or not?
I think it's an amazing story. I got yelled at when I said the P word.
After you get done, I got a report on the Covington that they're interviewing him. They're interviewing the Cowboys.
I think you should hit that with us now.
Give
us
no, Covington go ahead. Report. If you do your report, I don't want to interrupt. I do that all the time.
I'll do this, and then you do that.
Well, and then you do this, and I'll do that.
Will all you right. eat a donut?
I'll tell you what, this coach that was with him, he goes, this guy goes, he's awesome. He's relatable. All the defensive linemen got better with him as a coach. He got in New England. He got thrown into a really, really tough spot to be on that staff and last year. But he says this guy is ready. He is a real dude as a coach.
I love real dudes.
Real dude
in the locker room.
Yep.
In the film room. Yep. On the sideline.
Real dude.
This is the defensive line coach and run game coordinator for the Green Bay Packers.
He was with the Patriots for 8 years, was their defense coordinator in 2024 under Jerod Mayo.
He has been added to the list of interviews for the Cowboys' vacant D.C. job.
Yep, DeMarcus Covington.
But I like the fact that their guys got better. This guy said that you look at New England, they got better with their players got better.
Man, I wonder if you go get Keon White, who is a savage, and the 49ers traded for him at the deadline for nothing, and now he's their best pass rusher. But I don't know about his contract. If he's a free agent, I'd love to bring Keon White over.
Quay Walker from the Packers, linebacker. And there's some dudes.
Specie men.
So a reporter has his favorite Mike Tomlin story. This is a personal story for him.
He says he's doing a fine job.
He says, I walked into a bathroom at NFL league meetings 1 year only to see Tomlin and a prominent agent discussing a free agent at their respective urinals. Both just taking a leak.
Yeah, there you go.
Talking ball, talking biz. The agent was talking contract terms. Tomlin was countering. Guy says, I knew the agent, but I had never met Tomlin before. They both said hi and continued negotiating while still urinating.
Yeah.
The three of us washed up and exited the bathroom. Tomlin shook my hand.
Oh.
Quote, great meeting you. Good piss. Good piss. And he walked away.
Shout out to Manish Mehta.
Do you feel uncomfortable shaking a guy? They washed up, right?
They washed up.
Yeah, they washed each other's hands.
You still feel confident?
I'm shaking Mike Tomlin's hand. I'll tell you what. If I was in the bathroom with Mike Tomlin and he was urinating,
I think I'd go elbow bump.
And he didn't wash his hands,
elbow bump.
I'm still shaking. I'm saying put her there.
Really?
I can go wash my hands again.
You got to be a man. You got to shake his hand. You're not elbowing.
I might bring it in for a full handshake slash hug situation.
You're not doing that.
Go ahead.
I'm doing that.
People fake like they wash their hands, by the way.
Cross the stream.
There's some fake hand washing.
If it was Sean Payton, I'd put my hand out, and then when he put his out, I'd bring it back.
Yeah. If you're going to put forth the effort to fake washing your hands.
There's fake washing hands, man.
Oh, I've done the fake wash.
Just wash them.
I've done the fake wash.
Why would you even do that?
People see you, and they're like, they see, and you're thinking, you don't want to be the guy that like somebody goes, I don't think Broadus washes
his
hands.
Why even bother fake washing?
There's people that fake wash.
Just let the water run a little bit. Yeah. You don't have to worry about getting your hands wet. You don't have to worry about wasting paper towels.
How about you just wash
for the environment more than anything?
Nasty bastard.
You can go without touching things, though.
You can, but if you're going to stand there and pretend to wash, you might as well just take the time to wash them or just leave the bathroom.
The towel situation might not be great. There might not be the right kind
off.
Of towels.
Jeez, guys, come on. Have some couth
about
you. All
bets are off once you start talking to that urinal, though. Like, it enters a different dimension of reality. Weird conversations can spark from
you
it.
You don't talk at the urinal?
I will. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably not start it.
I will. You're a liar. Yeah. You hate people.
I don't mind it.
You'll volley back and forth.
You'll
if
go
someone
into the
serves.
Stall. Is
but
what
the
you'll
energy
do.
Changes. You know, it brings the unpredictable.
It's I was there singing George Michael earlier, bro. How about that? How about that? I caught myself. I was like, yeah, it's George Michael. Let me chill out.
Is that a sign?
Yeah.
You know? Are we driving into the parking lot backwards? Okay,
that's the gas we're talking about tonight.
There it is. Came through for the 817. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Sports Hodgepodge is in the books, and we're coming back to a mix with the Fan After Dark. See what friend Blake have cooking here for you in the
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to hand this thing off now to the Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake. They are cooking tonight, gentlemen. It's a Wednesday night. You got the fatties locked in from 7 to 11.
Full four. Full four. It's good to see my co-host just showed up. I was starting to worry a little bit.
Coming in hot.
Dang, I mean, I couldn't go 1 second without just, you know.
How you feeling, Blake?
I'm feeling good. You know, right? elated, excited, and esquiesce. Is that a word? Esquiesce?
Sounds good to me, Blake.
Sounds good to me. I like it.
You feel esquiesce?
Esquiesce.
Look at
it. I like it, man. Maybe that's the start of a new trend.
There we go.
Acquiesce, maybe? Is that
acquiesce.
Yeah. I kind of thought the same thing. This is Dawson. Why we He's on Dawson. A roll. Let him go.
I mean, I knew what it was, but I really didn't fit what you're trying
what
to say.
What did you just
here,
say?
I mean, isn't that when you like agree to what somebody wants? You're acquiescing to their demands?
Yeah.
I like
that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to acquiesce to Fred tonight?
Oh, no, never.
Oh, no.
Never.
No, no, no.
We went over yesterday. What would your
4-hour fight?
What would your girl name be? Fred said Leah.
Yeah, because it's my sister's name.
What would y'all's be if you were a girl?
She sounds like a smoke.
Shut up. Hey, look. There's lines you don't cross. Okay, there's lines you don't cross.
With my body type, I think I'm a Brenda.
Brenda?
Rhonda, maybe?
I'm a Rhonda. I'm a roller derby queen, you know. I'm something big.
I can see you
Brenda's
being
a big, big girl name, right?
Yeah. I can see you being a Rochelle.
Yeah. Rochelle.
I was thinking Linda.
Linda, like chain smoking.
What about a Connie?
Linda.
Connie's a big woman.
Yeah.
I can see if my body Bertha. Type, yeah.
Bertha. That's crazy. Bertha. Oh,
wow. Where did this come from? Is this like a fluid gender identity thing? Or like if you had been born a girl, what would your parents have named you?
It just popped
it's
my
blank,
mind.
Man,
that's
imagine
that's
what's going
that's it.
It randomly just popped to my mind
literally,
for no concrete reason.
No.
What about you?
I mean, Eric's easy. It's Eric.
Can you give me an exam right now?
Erica's boring. Zach?
I have no idea.
Think about it.
You didn't know what you're asking.
Is he?
Sure.
Brianna?
What my girl name would be?
Yeah. Brianna, I like.
Brianna?
But that was for Brian. That was for Brian. I just added an A to it.
Okay.
No, Chelsea. You look like a Chelsea.
A Chelsea?
Yeah.
You say you're Christian. Today.
Yeah. That's a great clue.
What about the 214? Did somebody text in about something about that Blake said something last
night?
Yeah,
were you talking about like it's normal for dudes to just be like messing around?
Oh, helicopter.
Themselves?
Oh, I would love to get y'all's take on this.
No.
I would
What's
love
going on?
I have not seen this happen.
Ask Broadus about that.
Changing, yes. Like my welcome to the Rangers moment was when I went into the clubhouse and asked Rubel Cabrera was changing. So, you know, you'll see a lot of butts and you'll see.
No, that's
changing.
Not that. That's but not the.
I've never seen anybody do in the helicopter.
No, yet. Okay. Did anybody in here play high school football?
Yes.
Okay.
Not
so,
me. I just went straight from middle school.
LSU.
Yeah.
So
you're talking like you're in high school.
So
it's a different
playing,
story.
That was the whole point. While playing in high school, you and your teammates would helicopter, would tuck, would mess around. That's part of team camaraderie. And Fred said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And
I
texters.
I did.
Were you like, at Penn State with Micah?
Say again?
We're Penn State about 2019.
Penn State with Micah. See, when I saw that story, that didn't really catch me off guard. I said, we've been in locker rooms.
Dude.
But no. Everyone on the text line wanted to act like, I have no idea what you're talking about, boy.
Yeah,
y'all didn't win a lot of football games. Y'all didn't win a lot of football games.
Did you?
We did.
What'd you do? You win a state championship?
One game away. Lubbock Coronado. We gave up 80. Yeah. That's okay.
Lubbock Coronado.
It was just hazing, guys. Yeah. What are the cops doing here?
If you weren't tucking the helicopter in, your team camaraderie wasn't great. I don't care how many games you won, but I know I had fun in high school.
Hard.
I'm sure
just tucking it with your boys.
The basketball team in middle school had this prank going called the show and flow.
Yep, been there.
And I don't know what it was for you guys, but like you would get behind as somebody was sitting down, like putting their socks on that bench.
Yep.
So you would stand right next to them, like really, really close.
Yeah.
And then tap on their shoulder, so they would turn around and be like, "What?"
Yeah, right.
And it would be
we did that right probably after every practice.
Right in their face.
It sounds like you did. You sounded like you had.
But see, here's the thing: it was the upperclassmen.
Who did you play
at Colleyville Heritage? Okay. It was the upperclassmen, the better players, doing it to the younger guys that are in the locker room or the guys.
Who's our guys? It's like a
power dynamic. Power dynamic.
Yeah. I'm leaving that story alone.
People were texting in that they did that as well. I was not alone in this.
Okay.
It's not alone. No.
Like I said, I
maybe it's a Texas thing. I don't know. I don't think it is.
I think it was quite common back in the day. I'm surprised that it was still happening in your high school.
It's funny how you just said that, Gavin. The first text said, "Blake, I don't know what you're talking about. This must be a younger generation thing." Must be a younger generation thing, but Gavin Dawson just said how much of it's an older generation thing. He's surprised.
I mean, atomic setting.
I think it's
we grew out of that like come junior and senior year in high school.
Nah, that's when it really peaked.
Mm. I just thought a lot of the guys were doing it were like wanted to swing that way. They just didn't know how to express it.
Yeah, 100%. No.
They were swinging your way.
They were flowing that way, that's for sure.
No. You would have other dudes on the team being like, wow, nice watch over there. Your watch is bigger than my watch. So that's just part of a football locker room. But if you didn't experience that, I'm sorry.
It was special for you? Memories you'll always cherish?
Is watch code word for something? Did I miss it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think it's
my God. Yeah. Y'all talking about Johnson's?
Yeah.
Wow, dictionary.
That's crazy.
What time is it?
Wow.
Okay, so more of this coming up on the show?
No.
What's the timestamp?
361 says, damn, I have to agree with Blake, and I don't want to. 940 says, I won state all 3 years on varsity. Never helicopter.
That's fine.
To each their own.
These are six kids at the school. One state 3 times in a row, but we've never heard of this school? Come on. Get out of here. Just a bunch of talk.
Timestamp something here, Fred.
Haikus tonight.
Yeah.
Haikus jaking off and
Jacob Ray.
Says something like that.
I see that pretty. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cat Master Control here. 75 and 635 just went 5 flawless. Thanks to Woolchuck and Shia Follow and brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation, Eddie.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.